Hey, parents and teachers, welcome to the podcast where math is figure outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And we teach math teachers. In this podcast, we help teachers refine their math teaching so that more students are more successful.
But in this week's episode, we're talking directly to you, parents. We know you have questions, so we decided to make a few episodes just for parents. If you haven't already, we invite you to check out the previous two episodes just for parents. That's number 54 and 55, where we discuss why math feels and looks so different these days. In this episode, let's get right at some suggestions for you parents. How can you help your child find more success and you can feel like you're supporting them?
Yeah, what does this mean for you and your child? Let's talk about two major things: perceptions and actions. So we're going to tackle two things today in this podcast: your perception about math and the actions you take with your students, so with your child.
Yep.
So our number one suggestion is to work to upgrade your perception about yourself and your relationship with math if needed. Please don't ever say that you're not a math person.
Oh yeah. Please strike that from your vocabulary. Just don't say it. It's really not common to hear someone say, "I'm not a reading person. I just don't do reading." But somehow it's socially acceptable to say, "I'm not a math person. I could never do math." For goodness sakes, there are t-shirts about it.
So let's make it not socially acceptable to say that you're not good at math.
Right.
It's not just about saying or not saying, but because we actually believe that math is figure outable.
And we also know that a lot of times kids pick up parent beliefs, right? So if your student hears that from you, they might pick that up as well about themselves.
Yeah.
So let's instead have them pick up the opposite, that they can believe that math is figure outable too.
And if math is figure outable, then they can figure it out. We want that perception to be in them because math is figure outable. Let's do a quick example of what we mean by math being figure outable.
Yeah.
Let's talk about multiplication facts.
Okay.
Do we want kids, hot topic, do we want kids to know their multiplication facts? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we also want them to know that the facts are figure outable. That when they don't have a fact instantly, that they could, they don't just have it like right there, that it's okay because they can use relationships to figure it out. And frankly, quickly enough that it's okay. We want students to know that they're not stuck, that they're not left in a lurch. Nope. They have a way to figure that fact out. So Kim, give me an often missed fact.
Oh, that's got to be 8 times 7, right? Super commonly missed by lots of people.
Totally cool. So if a student's going to miss one, they're going to miss something like 8 times 7. So Kim, how could a student reason to figure out 8 times 7 if they just don't know it?
Okay. So 8 times 7 is 8 sevens. And if I don't know that one, I might know 7 sevens. For whatever reason, kids know 7 times 7 a lot. And so if it's 7 sevens is 49, then 8 sevens is just plus one more 7. So 56.
So 49 and 7 is 56. And you're saying that then is 8 sevens.
Yep.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. You can figure that out.
Yep.
Now, if a kid doesn't know 7 sevens, that's not a great clue for them. It's not a great relationship to use, though we could work on helping them know 7 sevens. But in the meanwhile, we could say, well, I'm thinking about 8 sevens. So another strategy could be, do I know 10 sevens?
Yep.
Wow, there's this great thing with times 10 in our base 10 number system. So 10 times 7, a lot of people know that that's 70. So if I can think about 10 sevens as 70, but I only need 8 sevens, so that's 2 less 7s, right? So then I can think about 70 minus 14, and that's also 56.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so that's a relationship we could use.
Yep. And there are several other strategies to get to that 8 times 7, right? So lots of different anchors. If you're actually interested to hear more about facts, you could scroll on back to episode 34 through 38, where we talk really deeply about working with facts.
Working with multiplication facts and what does it mean to actually have kids own them and not just rote memorize them, because that's really going to help them build reasoning. So lots more about helping your students with multiplication facts, like Kim said, in episodes 34 through 38. We'll put those in the show notes. Okay, so we've just talked a little bit about perception. Please don't share the perception that you don't think you're a math person. Let's just all become math people because we believe everybody can be.
Yep.
So secondly, what about actions? What are some things that you as parents can do to help your students realize that math is figure outable and to be more successful as they figure out math? Yeah.
So the first one I love so much because we've been having a blast interviewing kids in their home environment for a current project that we've been working on. And time after time, we interview kids and we consistently hear from parents how surprised they are by a couple of things. The first thing that they're surprised by is our wait time. And what I mean by that is we'll pose a problem and patiently wait as the kid figures stuff out. And parents are surprised by how much time we give before jumping in and feeling like we have to supply what kids should do.
In fact, sometimes we almost have to like put our hand up to parents and say, yes. It's okay. It's right. like the parents are like, well, let me help. Let me tell you know that. Yep. Like we'll get this reaction. You know that one. And it's like, let him take a breath. It's okay. Yeah. And then when the kid takes a breath, we hear some really nice, it's excellent. And the parents are like, surprised. They're like, whoa, cool. Look what my kid can do because we gave him enough time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was the second thing I was going to say, the kinds of cool things that their kids do when we wait long enough. And when we help their kids use what they know, when we question them, and then we make the students thinking visible, their kids can do some remarkable things.
Yeah. It's so cool. Which you, Kim, and I, we're not actually surprised, right? We know, we're pretty clear that kids can do amazing things once they get a glimpse of what math really is and learn to use what they know. So speaking of filming, we've been filming in classrooms. Before the pandemic, we were in a lot of classrooms filming. And one day I was in a high school classroom and I was in the classroom getting to know kids. They were getting to know me a little bit because the next day we were going to bring the cameras in and shoot some film. And so as I'm getting to know kids, I'm doing some math with them. And in the midst of that math, I'll never forget this kid right in the middle of the room raises his hand and I'm like, not really a time to ask a question, but okay. Like, what do you got? I didn't say that out loud. I was just like, okay, you know, what's your question? And he looks at me and he had this very like curious look on his face. And he said, it's almost like you want us to use what we know to solve the problem. And every other kid in the room was like, And I was kind of cracking up a little bit because they're just so used to kind of fake math where I just mimic what the teacher does. And I basically am doing the teacher's thinking. And so these kids were so interested to like, it's almost like you want us to use what we know to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Yes. That's real math. Using what you know, the relationships and connections you own to solve problem. Absolutely.
Yeah. So parents, may we recommend that you slow down, wait longer, ask your child what they know and how they could use that to help them. Share with them how you're thinking about numbers and using relationships.
And if you're not thinking about using relationships, wonder about how you could.
Right. Wondering is super powerful. So parents of young students.
And let me be clear. Wonder out loud about how you could. Like say, I'm not actually sure how to think about this problem. I wonder how we could. How are you thinking about it?
Yep. Parents of young students, we would love to hear you counting with your kid. All parents talk about time and money, wonder about how long things take, when we need to get ready to leave by a certain time, what time it'll be when we're done with an activity. Anytime you're doing a mathematical thing, talk about it. Just say out loud what you're doing in your head and ask them how they're thinking about it.
Oh, so powerful to just start those conversations and have those conversations. And a note about school. So we get that not everyone has a positive school relationship. We understand that. Well, we are going to encourage you to lean into the possibility that you could talk to your child's teachers, ask them questions, join in the conversation with them, attend math night at your child's school, join in, do the math in that math night, continue to ask questions. You might even recommend this podcast to your child's teacher, to your child's principal. Anything you can do to engage in the conversation about how we can all support your student better to be the best math student they can be and that they want to be.
Yeah. We've had so much fun talking just to you, parents. Of course, you're always welcome to listen in as we continue to talk to teachers and leaders. But if you have more questions or wonders about things that we could tackle in future episodes for parents, shoot us an email to kim@mathisfigureoutable.com and we'll save them for some upcoming parent episodes.
But also keep listening in if you found this podcast helpful or interesting. Of course, you'll want to because it's fun. Math is not only figure outable, but it's also fun. So thanks for listening in. Teachers, thank you for recommending this podcast to your parents who are interested to understand why math instruction needed to change. So stay tuned to help make more sense out of today's math teaching and really math itself, because math is figure outable.